Greetings and salutations, and welcome to The Game, this online version of The Game, found at thegamesportshow.com and thegamesportshow.podbean.com. On this Monday, March 23rd, 2020, The Game, sponsored by ESPN 1400 and Sovereign Communications. And, well, we haven't been on the air for 2 weeks, and what a couple weeks that we have seen. Not just in the sports world, but just our world turned upside down. And so for the time being, we're going to be doing shows online as we are obviously adhering to the self-quarantine, or I should say the social distancing, I mean, as far as going into the studios. So we're going to be doing some online shows here for the next while. We're joined right now by our good friend and co-host Butch Davis from Butch on Sports. Butch put out a show last night talking about coronavirus, COVID-19. We're hoping to be joined by both EJ Russell and Dave McKaggett coming up here in this hour-long version of The Game. Butch, I know this has been quite the couple weeks since you and I last were talking at this time 2 weeks ago. Boy, have things changed. First of all, how are you doing? And it's been quite the couple weeks, sir.
Well, it's been hell in the cell here as far as going shopping and seeing people. You're bunkered down in your house. You're doing what you have to do in order to, you know, to stay well. But, again, you know, I'm trying to keep cheery with, you know, TV and other things going around that, you know, kind of take your breath away there.
Yeah, it really does, Butch. And, you know, we've been talking about this for a while on The Game. As a matter of fact, 2 weeks ago when you and I were talking, news was just starting to come out as far as locker room access being barred. You knew that a few days before even this show. And then, you know, the sports world was turned upside down on that Wednesday night. It's hard to believe that it was only a couple weeks ago that the NBA and Rudy Gobert was the first player that was NBA player, rather, that was came down with the coronavirus or COVID-19. And then it was an avalanche of sports, and basically everything is canceled, and it doesn't do any good to go through the list right now. As far as high school sports, Butch, the MHSAA has suspended activities. Now schools are closed until the 13th of April due to Governor Whitmer's executive order today. And so the sports world has stopped. And I guess I wanted to start there, Butch, before we get into some of the other stuff. As far as, you know, we talked about this on a week ago Saturday on Coach's Corner with Dave Watson. As you know, Dave and I were scheduled to broadcast a regional final girls basketball game a week ago Thursday when just everything just kind of came down. Just your experience as far as when the sports world stopped it. I mean, this is much more serious than sports, and I want to get to some of that as well. But just seeing these leagues and basically the sports world has stopped, and we're not quite sure when it's going to start back up. Your experience with that, sir.
Well, as you know, I also work for the school system around here in downriver area of Wayne County there, and it's not good at all here. You know, you feel bad for the seniors, operating seniors who were going to playoffs or contending for certain things in sports. They're no longer active at this present moment as we speak. You feel bad for that. You see people hustling around, trying to find out will they get paid, will they be able to get unemployment, how's the health insurance, because many of the people who are laid off or let go for time being don't have. So now you got to hustle around, and it's just totally bad. You see some organizations, you know, per se, regardless of what the governor say about maybe bunkering down and staying 6 feet away, you know, churches somewhat. And I'm not speaking against churches and all that, but when you get viable information that you can't get around and whatnot there, and you see how certain things are jumbled up in our land right now, there's a lot of disinformation, a lot of self interpretation of what's going on. We remind everyone here at this present time right now, the governor has given her her blessings, but when everybody bunkered down, no longer you can rip and run the streets and whatever maybe, which she made that very plain for us the 2 weeks ago there. But again, it had to come down to now, you know, just stay in the house, maybe walk your dog a couple of feet to take a poop or whatever it may be, or, you know, maybe take a slight walk where you're, you know, get a little fresh air. You're going to the stores, you don't see food or particulars that you're used to eating and whatnot because people have hoarded the counters and whatnot. It's, you know, it's a lot of people are making adjustments that really that they have to do, but they're doing it now because of the climate that we're in right now.
Yeah, and I wanted to piggyback on what you said, Butch, as far as, you know, getting the information from official sources. And, you know, social media has many benefits. I'm not the biggest fan of it, but make sure when you're getting information on the coronavirus and the different precautions and steps, get them from your local health officials, health department, as well as, you know, the state of Michigan, the CDC, official sources. Because right now we're under, as you mentioned, a stay inside, or lack of a better term, here in Michigan, as we've seen the cases spike. We had our first case here in Chippewa County. I know in your area, Butch, there's a lot more, and in some areas even more. And so it's time for everyone, and I'm going to kind of use this as a platform here, Butch, because I think it's really important to get this message out there. It's time for everyone to take this super seriously. We should have been taking this a lot more serious even a couple weeks ago when this started. We haven't. Now's the time to start right now. You know, looking at some of these pictures, even from this past weekend, Butch, you know, the beaches in Florida and California packed. You know, people go and watch the cherry blossoms in Washington, D.C. In another time, that's great, but now is not the time. I call them COVIDiots. For COVID-19, I mean, these people need to take the precautions because, you know, we're facing something, Butch, is, you know, I mentioned on Dave Watson's show there, Coach's Corner, the greatest generation, you know, our parents or grandparents, you know, they face a lot of adversities, and many of those had to go fight and lose their lives overseas for, you know, their greatest challenge, and even our grandparents or great-grandparents before that with the Great Depression. Butch, we've seen 9/11 in our lifetime as well as many other tragedies, but I don't think that we've seen, I wouldn't say I don't think, I know we haven't seen anything like that. So it's time for everybody to do their part and band together, because my goodness, if we can't get along now and put all the bickering and the politics aside, please, both sides at all levels of government, it's time to get this thing working together and taking it very seriously.
Yeah, that's, and I agree with you wholeheartedly. The COVIDiots there, huh? Or idiots.
I had to throw one joke in tonight, Butch.
I just call them idiots, okay? Yes, you know, yes. The capital whatever. You know, I piggyback with you 110% there. Please, be careful where you get your information from, and you know, don't do things on Facebook or whatever it may be to more or less insult. I mean, I've seen people holding a can of Lysol in their hands there. I mean, I don't know what you're trying to understand or prove by doing little stupid little things such as that there. You know, depriving or maybe saying, I got what I got, but yet and still, you know, when your neighbor go out to store or shopping, they can't find an ounce of bleach. You know, be able to share, check on your neighbors as best as you possibly can. Be a giving human being instead of a selfish one here, in order, you know, to that have some responsibilities to it too. But again, you know, don't get to the point where basically I'm better than you, because right now we're all locked into this particular situation, and who knows what happens the next following week or following days with a loved one or anyone that we care about, what troubles they may come up to be there. You know, you don't miss your water till your well runs dry. You know what I'm saying here? And it's very important for everybody to get themselves together here. Let's not, you know, overreact, but let's be prudent on basically getting ourselves together and doing what has to be done so this thing will pass.
Butch, being that we're a sports show, I did wanted to focus on, of course, the sports and the different things going on or not going on. I should say, as everybody knows by now, NCAA sports, March Madness, the Frozen Four, which was scheduled for Detroit, obviously canceled, as well as the NBA and NHL seasons right now suspended. Major League Baseball, they're at this point looking to start potentially in mid-May. You have the MLS, which started their season obviously on a bit of hiatus. You have the NFL, the draft is on as scheduled in April, but the public events that we saw last year in Nashville won't be taking place. Soccer has shut down. Just today, La Liga in Spain, they canceled their season. It had been temporarily suspended as Europe's getting hit even harder than us, at least at this point. You had the Champions League and UEFA championships canceled, Euro 2020 canceled, and then XFL and the Olympics. Now, I've heard some rumblings, Butch. Of course, Dave McKeag might be able to expound a little more on this with the Canadian athletes saying they're not going to Tokyo. I think they said in 4 weeks they're going to make a decision, but I would imagine that is in jeopardy to say the least. Golf, NASCAR, boxing, MMA, basically everything's canceled. However, one of the events that you and I like, the WrestleMania, they're having the event. As a matter of fact, they're having it 2 days with Rob Gronkowski being involved, but it will be without fans. That's April 5th. In the Performance Center where they do their studios. So, Butch, not a lot going on in the world of sports. And as somebody like yourself that follows sports intently, it's sure been tough. And again, there's more serious things going on right now than not watching sports. But, you know, for somebody like you and I, that this is our business, this is what we do on a part-time basis, it's been tough not having these games on.
Yeah, right now, it's official that Australia and Canada will not be dealing with the Olympics unless they postpone it and maybe raise the ante or maybe upcoming date. And the word I'm getting from Canadian officials that I talked to this afternoon there, they would like to see this postponed for at least 1 year. Does it make sense? I don't know. But again, safety is always the feature there. It gives athletes the time to get themselves together and have at it on an equal term there. Right now, the Canadian government says, hey, look, it's not an equal term when athletes have to rush for maybe 6 weeks or maybe even a month to get ready to grind and get with other athletes extensively. Again, we don't know how this is going to go. I really predict that right now this is going to be postponed for a considerable period of time with the Olympics there. I did see rugby football being played this weekend, live, of course, during the middle of the night. That is still going on, of course, in an empty stadium, per se. And I did see some NASCAR, some whatever it was yesterday there was being dealt with there. But again, everything you have mentioned has been either postponed, canceled, or moved up. Right now, we tentatively don't know what's going to go on and what's ahead there. So, and I am predicting that it's going to be a while before we see all these particular sports come back to fruition for our general public for a great period of time here. Do the things that you can do. The information that we can actually give you, it's truthful information. Today I had to call Comcast and find out about cable and whatnot there. Right now Comcast has made a decision for 60 days now. You will have cable and internet and telephone if you're having their services. A lot of the telephone companies, including AT&T, that includes them as well. So you don't have to worry about your cable being flapped off or your telephone or your internet service being interrupted there. Matter of fact, they're offering a lot of hotspots for free for children to maybe withstand maybe some studies, because there are a lot of schools that are offering the things online for everyone there. So if you have some present bills or whatever it may be, I don't know how landlords will feel. I guess that's going to be the toughest art to grind in dealing with the landlords if you can't pay your bills and all, because again, many people have laid off without notice, and now you got to wait and see if you're going to be eligible for any type of pay or anything. And so please check with those individuals there. Go to those sources, maybe make a phone call, let them know your situation, see if something is workable for you to continue your, and that's even your car note. I just bought a new car and found out from the people I got money from to order to have a new car that they can push your notes up for at least 2 to 3 months. So there are some options available because everyone is in this situation. Please don't wait till the last minute, but go ahead on and call those particular individuals or those companies and whatnot there and make some decent arrangements there so no one's being put out the way there.
Yeah, there's still so much to sort out with this. There was no plan, no contingency plan, really, in any level. My work, per se, but you know, I work in mental health. We are still deemed essential workers, so I'm doing a little bit of work from the office. We don't have any people coming in besides me, and then I'm working the rest from home. And again, it's a whole new thing when you know we are used to face-to-face interaction. It's difficult, and there's lots of people that are kind of changing things on the fly. You look at these restaurants that, you know, have had, I mean, we're just in ones a couple weeks ago and all of a sudden they have to go to takeout. So this is something that's definitely going to be a major, major test for everybody. And I don't think anybody's exempt, even if maybe you're younger and you think, okay, I'm not too worried about this. You still could possibly get infected with this disease and certainly infect others. And so again, we want to just continue to encourage people to keep your distance, listen to the health officials, and together we certainly can conquer this. We've been through a lot over our nation's history, and I think that we will come out of this bigger and better than ever. Certainly, I hope so. Butch Davis joining us on the game, and Butch, you mentioned television, and I wanted to, you know, to talk sports as much as we can tonight. We'll get to some of the free agency stuff in NFL with the Detroit Lions, but you know, one of the things the sports channels like ESPN, Fox Sports Detroit, and others, they're trying to fill programming right now, and they're trying to do some different things. Dave McKay, who's hoping to be joining us here in hour two, or I should say in the second half of the show, he was mentioning TSN is showing in prime time every one of the Toronto Raptors playoff victories or games from last year. And, you know, we've seen a lot of 30 for 30s on ESPN. I'm watching Puppy Day right now on ESPN2, which my puppy is now worn out from chasing the dogs on the television. But what are some of the things that you would like to see, Butch, as far as maybe things from a local angle, you know, from Fox Sports Detroit, you know, they've been showing some Pistons games, but in your opinion, what are some of the things that you would like to see on these channels that are going to be need to fill their time and airways for possibly quite some time?
That's kind of funny there because, you know, it's not hard for me to kind of get adapted to other things. I've been watching a whole heck of a lot of old movies and whatnot, like Django and looking at some of the humor that comes out of that particular movie there, which is, if you ever watched the particular movie, The Django, there are some humorous parts in that movie that, you know, hey, you know, we kind of get you a laugh, and that's something we all need right now is to, you know, have our funny bones working there because you can't take a lot of things too serious because stress is one of the main culprits of getting not well or getting sick there. I enjoy cartoons a lot there. And if I had anything to do with it, I'd be watching Fred Flintstone and all the older cartoons, Huckleberry Hound or something of that nature. And I kind of wish that would, you know, maybe somebody like the Cartoon Channel go back to the oldie but goodie days when you saw some cartoons. I watched some of the cartoons that they make now for kids there, and I can recommend them to a flea. You know what I'm saying there?
Absolutely.
All the violence and the crap. Even My Little Pony, that when we were coming up, was a different measure of a beast versus what they show on My Little Pony right now here. That's just, I mean, it's a total wreck here, man. And you wonder why kids in the schools act a damn fool here. And you see all this crap. And then, you know, there's enough thing going around that when, you know, they able to carry their phones because they're playing these games that basically kill everybody and all this other stuff there. And, you know, when we watch the Three Stooges, all you have to worry about is is a knuckle on the head or whatever, maybe a slap on the face versus what they're doing now with these kids here. It's just totally ridiculous there. And then, you know, it messes with me to a point that, you know, I have grandkids, okay, and they're going to watch this stuff, and they're growing up to this particular, this being here, and wow, it's crazy. But as far as what the question about Fox Sports or maybe an ESPN showed the Ocho yesterday all day long. I kind of enjoyed that, the slippery stair contest there.
Good stuff.
The juggling dodgeball contest there, I watched that. I got a kick out of it again. You know, I had my funny bone working. And of course, you know, we did see WrestleMania, which ESPN promised to do that. And to wait, and you asked me about Fox Sports and what they do. You know, Fox is connected with the WWE. It would be a very nice thing for the WWE, and not only WWE, but Fox Sports. And I'm talking about not even Fox Sports, but the main channel, Fox, to show those 2 days of WrestleMania in its entirety, whatnot.
Absolutely.
But that, you know, that would really help everybody, you know, and maybe Mr. McMahon with his money-hungry rear end there will kind of, you know, put it to the metal and they make a deal with Fox. Or maybe, yes, again, ESPN will come to the play there and they show that in its entirety live and whatnot. You know, the live showings, and that's what you missed, is the live viewings of games and whatnot there. We're not going to see that for a while, you know, unless someone, you know, got something to do. Well, again, like I said, I did see some Australian rules football Sunday morning, there, early Sunday morning. I wish something like that come on, you know, something live, but basically not so much in a talk show format. I mean, we're getting enough. I mean, some of the information is very valid in some of the shows, but the majority of it is just kind of pumping their ego up there. And really, you're not, it's already information that you can't use, okay? You know, because we get down to opinions, and you don't want people to get to the point of opinions of what's going on and who did this and who did that. You know, enough of the blame and whatnot there, but you know, if you said something like that, you know, that's what I wish to see. Maybe some hockey, per se. I'd like to see the actual game of the St. Louis Blues versus the Minnesota North Stars. I've never seen that on the NHL channel to say, but that's one of the greatest games I've ever saw, where I saw the St. Louis Blues and the Minnesota North Stars play a game where they went three periods until Ronnie Shock scored, and that was the first year of expansion for hockey, when, you know, the six other teams that they got there, we're talking about Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, Minnesota, Oakland, Los Angeles, I'm probably missing somebody else, or maybe Pittsburgh, I think.
I think Pittsburgh, yep.
Yeah, okay, I got those six there that basically You had a great, great time of watching some hockey in its truest form there. And boy, I kind of missed that. So I'm maybe tomorrow, when I'm trying to deal with little things and try to keep myself as busy as much as I possibly can, maybe write the NFL or NHL Network and see if they can bring that game out the wet wash there. I know it may be old Dan Kelly was doing the commentary on that particular game there. He used to be the old St. Louis broadcasting person for the St. Louis Blues. It was something to see. I know CBC, let's thank them, will probably may have maybe a ticket to getting that particular game on. I wish they would play it, or TSN or ESPN or somebody. I'd like to see that game. And maybe some older games that really had some prevalence to it there that was very exciting. Maybe some All-Star games that went to the wire, and, you know, you really took it in some enjoyment, too. So if they're going to do it, it's something I haven't seen in a very, very long time. But, you know, kind of bring you back home to what you used to see. I think these kids don't get exposed a lot and I mean the sports in general, of the old stars in the old days, what made the NBA the NBA today, the changes that are going on in the NBA, even now in baseball, football. No, I mean, kids have never seen Walter Payton or never heard of Gordie Howe and how great they were, or Bill Russell, never seen him before, in or Casey Jones, or Jerry West. They've never seen those particular individuals play, and it would just be nice if we could kind of see some games that are spurted on in that kind of measure there.
I agree 100%, Butch. When this was all breaking, I was on ESPN Blacksburg with Paul Van Wagner the Thursday that the NCAA March Madness was canceled. Basically, all the sports were canceling, and that's exactly what I said. Is now might be a good time for us to go back into the archives and watch some of these games. And we saw some over the weekend with CBS. They were showing some of the old NCAA finals. I think there was one 82 with Michael Jordan against Patrick Ewing. No 3-point line, which seems very strange to see, and you know, no HD obviously back then. But what I would really like to see, Butch, from a local perspective or for a Detroit perspective, is what exactly TSN is doing with showing all the Raptors games. Is go back with the Detroit teams and show some of those games in their entirety. You know, you got a lot to choose from. You can go back to the Pistons. You got three different runs at a championship. Mm-hmm. I'd love to see the Malice at the Palace full game. I don't think I've ever seen that replayed anywhere besides what happened afterwards. You can go back with the Red Wings. I mean, you got four championships over the last 20 some odd years, and not just show the final game in the Stanley Cup, but show some of these other games, you know, the Western Conference Finals. Go back to the Tigers, that series, the Blue Jays series in 87, where they had to win all three games to clinch the AL East. I'd love to see that final game that they clinched in the AL East. And just some of these other things. Obviously, the Lions, they're going to go back to 91 with the one playoff win. But I think that would be something that would, you know, maybe just kind of lift the spirits. And I think that'd be a good idea for all the local markets, maybe to do what TSN in Toronto is doing with that. You think that would be a viable idea?
That'd be very viable there. The 68 Detroit Tigers, and when they won the World Series there.
Yes.
No one's never seen, maybe some of the kids never seen Mickey Lolich or Denny McClain or some of the Don Wirt, which was my favorite player when I was growing up as a kid, as a third baseman there. These kids doesn't know anything. And I know one thing that I have a huge complaint with all the schools there, is that they don't go and talk about history, okay? This
right.
is where we came from. This is what we where we got. This is the things we talked about, or our grandparents used to watch and enjoy. I remember when we were going to school, how the teacher would sneak the television in from maybe the audiovisual room and let us sneak and watch the World Series when the World Series was played in the afternoon. And you could go home and watch the rest of it because you
yep.
sure enough known that in during school, which was a great thing here, and those back in those days there, they would have the World Series going on there, and that, you know, that was your free time and kind of root for your favorite team. You would be a very loyal fan of your home team, especially if they were involved in it. But these kids don't get exposed to those particular days that we've got to see, versus what they're seeing now, where everything is tunneled toward night or way beyond somebody's kid's bedtime there just to watch a game. And then it wasn't all filled up with a bunch of commercials and all. At the most, you got maybe 1 minute or 30 seconds worth of commercial before they were back in the game and whatever it may be. But the games were quicker. Games were done more experientially. I remember the days of double headers and whatnot.
Yes.
And two games in one day for one ticket. And you bought a bleacher seat that would cost $1 at Old Tiger Stadium there. You can sit in the bleachers. Or the place was buck naked empty. You can sneak and get a better seat at the second game and whatnot there. And still you had a couple dollars left in your pocket. You got a hot dog for $1.50, a cup of cocoa or something. It was cold for a dollar, man. And the prices of people now pay just to go to a game. We're not talking about just a ticket. We're talking about just to eat or maybe get a souvenir or something. Just plain ridiculous there. But those were the good old days back, as I call them back then. And you miss them. You miss them very much so. So, you know, who to know? The only thing that's come back to pass is gasoline now. I pumped past the pump, and I sure enough turned my behind right back around when I saw gasoline for $1.29 a gallon.
Here. Wow. Yes, it hit up here yet, Butch, but hopefully it's coming. And one
it's
other
coming,
thought
here, buddy.
All right. One other thought on this, and what I liked about some of these games, they showed the, I believe, 1992, it would have been Eastern Regional Final between Kentucky and Duke, the shot by Leitner, of course. And I can remember, and what I like about seeing some of these old games is I can remember where I was. And in that case, I was at Beaumont Hospital. My grandfather, you know, he was having some medical conditions. And I just remember sitting there and watching the second half of that game with him. And you know, he was trying his best to watch. And you know, some of these other things that you see, you remember that moment in time as far as where you were. My boys, who are 13 and 11, they're not the biggest hockey fans, Butch, but, you know, they watch enough of it. And when I show them the old clips of the Wings and Avalanche and the goalie fights and how hockey used to be, I mean, their eyes opened up wide, like, really? That's what they used to do? I said, yeah, and that was in my lifetime. It's not that long ago. So, again, it's the history of the sports, like you said, and now's a good time for people maybe to look more at that.
Yeah, well, you know what? I remember when basketball games used to be done. It was a conglomerate called TVS, okay?
Yes.
We do the basketball games every Saturday there. The best basketball game to me, and still, they don't show it enough, is the game between Kentucky and LSU. It was Dan Issel against Pete Maravich. And that game was wicked and wild. Pete Maravich scored 63 points. Dan Issel from Kentucky scored 48 points. I have never seen anything. I mean, those are the things that got you hyped. So when you went to the basketball court to practice shooting or whatever it may be, it wasn't a crime not to be able to dunk. You worked on your jump shot. I mean, religiously, when you saw a game such as that there, John Havlicek playing, and no one knows how great that guy was when it comes down to shooting a basketball. Elgin Baylor, Oscar Robertson doing assistant, plus still shoot a basketball. We didn't get to see things like, no one knows. If I asked someone today, who is the Cincinnati Royals, they would look at you stupid and say, is that a minor league baseball team there? But
right.
These are things that actually happened not so long ago, but way back when. And, you know, those are the things that make up. You look at the Sacramento Kings, this is the team that derived from that. Or when you saw the Clippers that derived from the Buffalo Braves, and you saw a guy named, young man named McAdoo, okay?
Bob McAdoo.
And a guy who had been a good friend of mine since I was in school in Oregon, Jack Ramsey, who basically was my first coach that I ever had, other than Miles Davis, where I played at Portland State. Jack Ramsey there, man. And then when I got old enough to, you know, do the games or visit the games or study the games or cover them, you would see Jack Ramsey maybe in town from ESPN doing the radio portions of it, and he remembered me, who I was and what I was all about, and would carry a conversation second to none, and they would be always so sincere, so glad to see you, and, you know, would compliment you, and I don't know why he would compliment me, but you know, I remember you as a kid, and look what you have derived from now. So, you know, and it would tickle me pink to get those particular kind of comments or whatnot there. So, you know, I think that television could do very well if they look at some of the things in the past and bring that exposure to the giant screen there.
Butch Davis joining us on the game. Butch, just you and I for the show. We're hoping to get Dave McKeag on later this week. He got held up a bit at work. So, About the only local or regional sport that we can talk about, Butch, is NFL free agency and the Detroit Lions. Darius Slay, he gets traded to the Eagles and had some parting words for one Matt Patricia. Yeah, lots of moves for the Lions, Butch, but first and foremost, we kind of knew this was going to happen. Darius Slay not happy in Detroit. He wasn't going to get paid like he thought he would. He goes to Philadelphia, gets paid, and clearly no love lost between him and Mr. Patricia.
Well, you know, I have explained it to many of our fans, and, you know, maybe they thought I was nutty as a fruitcake here, you know, when I was saying, I would see, you know, and, you know, view the games from the press box at now known as Ford Field. The attitude or the positions of how our cornerbacks would act there and, you know, how they performed, how they were so readily available during the practice, but then when it came down to the game, it seemed like nothing showed up. And you can, you know, now you understand why you didn't get certain things or you didn't see certain things. And my, you know, always biggest thing that I would pitch about was is that they need to play man-to-man more. And the reason I said that a lot, because majority of the players who are in the NFL right now, and I'm talking about cornerbacks and safeties in general, they didn't get there because they played a good zone. They got there because they knew how to take a man and guard him like a hog, a garden slop here, okay? And Slate was that kind of person there. And, you know, where would we be if the Lions were playing more man-to-man coverage? Because Darius Slate's one of the best in the business at it here. And but being put in the zone, then you can see why players will go to coaches and say, you know, have you lost your mind here? I could take this guy here, but you want me to play a position or whatever it may be? Well, Coach Boogie Woogie says that, you know, this is the way we need to play it, and you don't like it, you'll never be a pro. And, you know, we have sometimes very intelligent players out there that go out there and skill their craft, and they're very good at it because they've been doing it a very long time, and they have to do some things that you know good and well is not going to work, okay? It's mind-boggling why some of these coaches got so much interest in pumping up their buddies and whatnot there who are assistant coaches and all, and then the team loses at the end of the year, and you kind of wonder why. You got all this talent and whatnot here, and why can't it that you can't harness your talent? Well, this is what Darius Slay has been going through now with the Lions for the last 3 to 4 years. I mean, we got him as a draft choice there. He, you know, again, he's always been very great, was gracious to me when I would go interview him. And, you know, we have talked about, you know, because my first position when I played football was being a cornerback. And one of the things of being a cornerback is how you took your man out here and how you kept him from catching a football. And that's just the basics of the position there. And why is it that Detroit has so much problems? And why would they play a zone in a crucial situation, you know, when they call it prevent defense? Yeah, prevent you from winning here.
Exactly.
And, you know, and for this particular year, the Lions was ahead of all their teams at one time or another in 12 of the 16 games they played. What if they just play just some hard-nosed defense instead of all these particular whips and whaps that they put on in there? And, you know, you could tell at the end of the season it was a failure because Matt Patricia and Quinn got rid of all of them, okay?
Everybody.
As far as defense is concerned there. But then you get rid of half the team and whatnot. That Van Noy went to New England a couple years ago. Of course, he got a ring now out of the bad boy here. And a couple other players we got rid of. I remember Lomas Brown was with our team for years with the Detroit Lions. And, you know, one of the best offensive linemen in the league. And then they trade the guy. Oh, no, wouldn't give him no more money. Of course, he goes to another team and gets 2 Super Bowl rings out of the bad boy here. And it seemed like we used to always say, the Lions would do better going somewhere else, and they do, and win championship. But this is the problem with the Lions, per se, there. There is no identity available there. And, you know, this is where you got this year, you kind of get your mouth watered that, you know, maybe they have learned their lesson or what it may be, but they didn't. Darius Slater's gone to Philadelphia. That is the happiest person in town right now. It's the Philadelphia Eagles as a team. They got one of the best cornerbacks in town.
Butch, the other sport or sports entertainment that's going on is WrestleMania and wrestling in general. Have you had a chance to watch it? Obviously, there's not a lot going on, and you know it's very strange seeing wrestling without fans because you're so used to the fan interaction. It's been very interesting, but you know, a credit to those organizations. Hopefully, they're you know keeping safe and making sure everybody that's participating is safe. Have you had a chance to watch the WWE and AEW without fans over the last couple weeks?
Yeah, and Ring of Honor as well. There, that I saw the Saturday because they have fans. But you know, it reminds you in the old days when we was growing up. When I was growing up, they used to do wrestling shows in a studio. Okay, you know, in this case,
right.
CKLW Channel 9 in Windsor before they went to the arena, and that's where they were once a week show the wrestling matches, because they will have wrestling matches here in Detroit every 2 weeks, okay? You can look forward to the brand new wrestling match there at the Cobo Arena there, and they will have enough material where they can show, you know, after maybe a month after those particular matches in their entirety and whatnot there. But, you know, that would remind me of the old studio per se there. Even, you know, old NWA when the old Turner broadcast at TBS, okay, used to have wrestling in the studio in Florida and back in Georgia and whatnot there, the old days. And that's what it kind of reminds you of, with less fans or maybe some participants, as far as maybe the crews or the staff there that would do the Owen and Iron and stuff there. But that's what it reminds me of. And you're kind of intrigued because we just got this yesterday or maybe like Saturday that WrestleMania is going to go for 2 days instead of 1 day. How they were going to put all this together. But again, they got their own performance center there where they're all going to be set up. They probably give you all the blitz and litzes there. And what kind of matches they really going to have, because it's got to be an explosion of stuff going on for them to go for 2 days. But again, I would love to see Fox or ESPN get in the way, or maybe a CBS or somebody, a local station that really care about their ratings, because they stink right now with some of the local news that's coming out about there, and really put on a show and maybe show a WrestleMania there. But I kind of enjoy it, you know, to a point. I like to see more wrestling, less talking, you know, per se.
Yeah.
But that's the only thing. I got a bugaboo about it. There. You didn't have all that talking unless they're trying to pump up a match and all. And really right now on the WWE as well as AEW, pumping up a match, is, you know, for 10 or 15 minutes is just insane, okay?
Butch Davis joining us on the game. Butch, we got about 10 more minutes. I wanted to cover a couple other things, getting back to, you know, the situation that we all face. And, you know, in thinking of doing a show today, it was as much for our listeners as it was for you and I, just to get back to some sense of normalcy. And I've enjoyed this show and conversation because I haven't thought a lot about all the realities of life and, you know, working in mental health. I really encourage people to, I'm not saying turn off the news and social media, but take a break, spend time with your loved ones that you're with at home, open up a good book, or, you know, like we've talked about, maybe look into some sports history. Don't become consumed with this whole coronavirus and shutdown, you know, because it can really consume you. And it's done that to me a couple times over these last few weeks, Butch. I was worried about this early, and I feel I'm glad I was, because I was able to prepare not only my family, but the people I work for and with, some of our most vulnerable in society that have mental illness challenges. So when I made the call that we are going to be closed for a while, they weren't surprised because we talked about this. This was coming. And so I really want to stress to people out there to make sure that you take a little break. Don't have the CNN or Fox News on for 5-6 hours. That's not saying don't pay attention, because you should, but find other things, other ways. We've mentioned some of them. And Butch, I just wanted to get your thoughts on that, as far as, you know, ways that you can help yourself, because, you know, stress and anxiety is very high right now, including with me. And so I'm trying to get some better ideas on how I can better deal with this. But what are some of the things that you would recommend to our listeners, Butch, as a way to try to cope with this situation going on right now?
Very simple. You know, for me, you know, I'm an advocate, and, you know, when I used to teach in radio and television broadcasting there at some of the schools that dawned on that, you know, one of the things that I used to tell kids is listen to responsible networks there. You know, there are some responsible people and some responsible things that you can watch. Today I watch C-SPAN, okay, and watch the Senate make clowns and fools of themselves and try to make a rear end out of every person in this nation. Because one of the things that I guess is very much so important, at least to me, is how they're going to distribute money to companies or who's important and whatever it may be. There, when you watch C-SPAN or something, you get a bird's eye view of who's who and what's what and what's important. I will always say watch them, you know. You know, I have a reckoning with, you know, I do watch local news here, which I think stinks, okay? I think the only privilege is maybe always the first 10 minutes. After that, they're trying to pump up somebody's restaurant or something of that nature. And that's not all that bad there. But when you really want to find out something that is prevalent to your livelihood or your lifestyle there, then you got to do a lot of little research there. So I kind of invite people, you know, don't take the easy way out and just look at what you can look at there. You know, if you do have cable, there's a lot full of stuff there that you can watch now that are very much so interesting there. You know, how's it made? You know, I got to see how a magnet is made or how a ventilator is made in one of the shows I saw maybe last week. You know, it's a many a good television shows that are on cable right now that specialize in science, specialize in, again, C-SPAN specializes in government, even PBS, okay? And PBS is one of the more formidable particular positions because, again, you don't have a lot of commercials there. It's all dealt with by private funding and whatnot, which the CBC is up in Canada, which basically you get a lot more better programming in Dow because you don't have to worry about selling something. You see a lot more straight view. They spend more time on the subject rather than give you the icing and no cake, okay? It, you know, I've never enjoyed a cake with a bunch of icing on it there. You want to get some cake, you know? You want to get the meat and potatoes to it there. You make sure in your wedding here they don't throw all that icing and stuff in there. No cake here, man.
We got cupcakes. We're good, but
oh,
good.
Boy! Now you can knock the top off here and just eat the cake here, man. But anyway, here, you know, get some responsible stuff to do in there. Read the, you know, if you're able to, maybe read the paper via the internet. If you're able to, maybe check on your neighbor, make a phone call there. I'm not saying go out and see him and make it a Sunday dinner practice, because that might be the worst thing ever happened. You know, not saying for your family, don't wish them any bad luck at all. But, you know, just check on people or make sure that whatever information you're absorbing, you're absorbing the right information. I think it's very comforting to get the right information and you don't have to worry too much versus, because you're more in depth of what's going to go on next versus just getting plain information. I mean, again, you mentioned it from Facebook or Twitter or something of that nature. Then 5 minutes later, you're maybe expressing or you're sharing that information, and it changed, and you find out it was all bogus in the first place. That, you know, spend time in meditating, reading a book, or you know, not maybe so much thinking of the next move or when will I live or whatever it may be, but get out there and you know, and explore some things, you know, look at some things or maybe think about things that brings you some pleasure and some interest, and rather than just sit up there and be still, okay? Until the stations be big enough sometime to ask the fans what you want to see, they're going to put on programming that they think you want to watch. And by golly, 10 times out of 20, it's going to be wrong in the first place there. You know, maybe write those stations and whatnot. Say, you know, this is what I would like to see. Or, you know, my mom and dad once upon a time told me that this was what's going on and this is the kind of cartoons that they had to look at. And, you know, that's where people listen to you and that's where they make the adjustment for your entertainment and enjoyment while we're going there and bunkering down and going through what we're going through right now.
Well said, Butch. Well said. Butch, let's wrap this up with our thumbs up and thumbs down. Obviously, the thumbs down to what's going on as far as this virus, but I want to not focus on that. And I want to give a thumbs up to those on the front lines. And all of us, most of us, I should say, remember 9/11 and those firefighters and first responders that went into those buildings, many of them losing their lives to try to rescue people. Well, we're seeing those same type of heroes right now with this coronavirus. And we're talking about the men and women that work in these hospitals and health departments that are seeing this on the front lines. I have two people that in my family are doing this. My sister's husband, Jay, in Wisconsin, he's an emergency room doctor. And so he is on the front lines. My fiance, Becky, works for the hospital, and she is also a part of that. And so we wish you the very best. And if there's anything that people can do right now, and you heard the president speak about it, you heard the governor speak about it earlier, is, you know, if you have any supplies, and we're talking a face mask or anything that can help out the hospitals right now. We got a notice from our hospital here locally in Sioux, Michigan over the weekend that they are in need of these masks and different sort of equipment, personal protective equipment that these people that are on the front lines need. And so please, if there's any way that you can help out, please do. But, you know, our thoughts and prayers are with everybody right now, Butch, but those first responders, those people working in the hospitals, the doctors, I mean, it's scary just sitting afar from it. I can't imagine what they're going through, and those are going to be the heroes, and hopefully many, many heroes that come out of this madness that is the coronavirus. So that's my thumbs up to all the men and women that are on the front lines dealing with our greatest crisis of a generation, if not more. We thank you, and you know, please be safe and help out these folks as best you can. Butch, final thoughts from you, thumbs up, thumbs down, before we wrap it up.
Well, thumbs down, basically, again, please don't hoard the supermarkets unless you're buying for everyone on your block or whatever it may be and set the box outside the door, knock on the door and say, hey, look, I bought you some groceries here. I know you can make it there. And here's an extra roll of toilet paper or whatever it may be. You know, those people are hoarding all those products and whatnot. Stop it. You will get caught. You will be found. And no good's going to happen for you here. I tell you that right now there. Far as my thumbs up to all everybody, okay? I think sometimes we use titles as trying to pump a certain situation up. And there's it's nothing that we can say about the people in the medical field who some of them are playing a 24-hour game of trying to keep people well and trying to prevent themselves from getting sick all in general there. You know, I tip my hat off to you when I wear one there, but I really salute you in what you're doing. But you, the fans out there, are heroes too. You're heroes when you can convince someone to do the right thing, do what our health departments are asking us to do, our city, state, federal conglomerates are asking us to do. So hopefully this thing passes quicker than plan. Because right now, we're going to be bunkered down for a while. Everything right now is tentative until it comes up to that point.
I agree with you, Butch, 100%. Butch Davis joining us on this special online edition of The Game. Butch's show, Butch on Sports, can be heard on his podcast page, Simply Butch 2. That's TOO.Podomatic.com. We also put it on our media platforms, TheGameSportsShow.com and TheGameSportsShow.Podbean.com. Butch, had a few listeners listen to your show last night. A couple texted me that cheered him up. What do you got on tap this week for Butch on Sports?
Well, basically, we'll try to get you the best information we possibly can, what's going on in sports. I guess, as we call it now, behind the scenes there. Hopefully, we'll get a news lineup of what's going to be happening on WrestleMania. We'll discuss that. And again, any particular news that's going on in the world that I think people should know about there that we need to continue to emphasize, we'll do that as well. But Detroit Lions are still active. The NFL is still active. Look like they're going to have a draft. Buck naked with no fans available and stuff there. But they're going to try to get it done. Baseball, okay? Because we haven't talked. This week, we've been in the beginning of baseball season here. We haven't talked about that, you know, a whole heck of a lot there. And we haven't heard a whole heck of a lot from Major League Baseball either there. So we'll see if we can dig some things on out there. And again, I venture you fans to rank some of the stations of shows, ask them or request them on some of the things that you would maybe like to see on television or here on radio.
Butch, we appreciate you joining us tonight. Stay safe, stay indoors as best you can, and we'll be doing a show, as I mentioned. We're going to at least do one every couple weeks. I like to try to do it every week just because this is good therapy for me and you, just being able to talk a little bit about sports, hearing some laughs, and I got two buck nakeds from you on this broadcast, Butch. I wanted at least one. I got two. So have a safe week, my friend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sure enough, yeah. Let's do it next week here, Scott.
Sounds good. That's Butch Davis joining us on The Game. We might have another broadcast later this week with Dave McKegg. We might do a short little local show talking about the things going on here. You can hear this show on the website, thegamesportsshow.com, or the podcast page, thegamesportsshow.podbean.com. We will be back on the radio at some point. We don't know when as of yet. Again, we're taking the social distancing practices very seriously here, and so we're looking forward to getting back to that and getting back to normal. For Butch Davis, my name is Scott Nason. Stay safe out there. Stay positive. We will get through this. We'll talk to you next week on our next edition of The Game, here on thegamesportsshow.com.